there was a simple test you could take that might help you know if you have a disease that could kill you, wouldn't you take it? Well, you would, but then again, that's not the situation always with the PSA when it comes to screening for prostate, thanks to a task force that really kind of messed things up.
All right, Dr. Brent Sharp is here with us. Dr. Brent, you having a good Christmas season so far?
We sure are. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Hey, you too as well. Yeah, because I could give Bill a PSA test, you know. Not that I could give him one, but that would be a good gift, wouldn't it?
It's a good present, absolutely.
A blood test for me. I don't like needles. Thank you.
But,
thank you very much.
But
it could save my life, though.
That's exactly right. And in all honesty, Dr. Brent, this is a very simple test, isn't it?
It is. It's a simple blood test that screens for prostate cancer, and you know, most men should have it. And this task force that we're going to talk about has really muddied the waters and is having some concerning effects on PSA screening.
Like in what way? Because I'm not aware of this.
Well, so basically, let's back up a second. So the U.S. Preventative Task Force was a committee set up by the government to look at PSA testing and make some recommendations about it. So the first thing you have to understand is this was made up of primary care doctors, gynecologists, and pediatricians. And the most obvious effect to us as cancer doctors is there were no cancer doctors on this committee. Hmm. So you have to understand who's doing the testing, who's doing the methodology and looking at. So they came back and they looked at all the data and they made a recommendation that PSA testing was not beneficial. In fact, they actually thought it was a harm. So how could they come to that conclusion? And most of us can't figure it out, because if you look at all the data, the most important fact that is in every piece of information about PSA testing is PSA, the simple blood test, resulted in a 40% reduction in prostate cancer death.
Wow.
That's not metastatic. That's death. Yes.
Mm.
So they ignored that fact. So then the last couple of years, there have been a lot of editorial articles and data looking at what this task force recommendation has resulted in, and a lot of us are really concerned about it. For example, in men age 50 to 70, there's been a 10 to 20% reduction in those men getting screening for prostate cancer. And these are the men who are specifically targeted, because they're the ones who are going to benefit from the testing the most. So, you know, it really didn't meet its main objective goal. The second thing that's really concerning is if you look from now until 2025, so over the next, let's say, basic 10 years, there's a projected more than doubling of prostate cancer disease that'll be metastatic in patients because people never started getting their screening early.
That's troubling.
So these are a couple of things. Yeah. Very troubling. And I wanted to make sure that we had the public understanding, because they hear about this on CNN and they take the, not to pick on CNN, but all the news stations.
Sure.
They publicize, and all they do is say, hey, PSA testing is of no benefit and it may be harmful, but they don't understand the data that's really there and what the recommendations.
40%, if you think a 40% increase in business or a 40% reduction in expenses or anything, if we equated it that way, that is huge. It is absolutely huge.
It's
when you're talking about possible life and death, I think it's even bigger, Dr. Brent.
Absolutely. Well, you think about, you know, life and death, but you think about, you know, just, you know, the quality of life people are having to deal with. The point, you know, once a death occurs, you know, that's very sad and disheartening. But if you look back at that last year, let's say, it's even worse to look at what patients have to go through, because, you know, I think most of us, you know, dying of a heart attack, and not to be real morbid on the show, is not that bad. Having to deal with a advanced cancer for 1, 2, 3, 4 years and go through that process knowing what the end result's going to be is not anything that anybody wants to sign up for.
Good word, yes.
And this is a cancer, if you catch it early, you can do a lot with it. My question, I think, when it comes to PSA, say you get a PSA test back and it shows positive or signs in that direction, what then is the next step? Does that mean that you have to have surgery, or is there other treatment?
Yeah, actually what we do is we just do a simple biopsy to see if there's cancer or not. There are many reasons that PSA go up. So that's, first of all, they just get a biopsy. Now, there are some minimal risks, but they're about 1%. And most of us, in anything we do every day, are willing to take a 1% risk for a 99% benefit. So these are the things that they don't really tell patients when they just get that 30-second or 2-minute clip on a news station. in fact, to drive the point home about, you know, what was really put out there, one of the studies looked at the primary, we went and asked primary care doctors, did they understand or did they know about this task force and its recommendations? Well, everybody said, yeah, about 75%, they knew about it, and they actually utilized it. Well, they put a little question in there to really question, did they understand what was done? Did they read the study, et cetera? 75% of physicians thought that the U.S. task force dealt with what's called the digital rectal exam. That's the exam that we do in the office to feel the prostate. However, it didn't. So they didn't really either understand what the methodology was done, they didn't understand the science behind it, or they didn't read the study. And to be kind of comical, it's like that other thing that went through America where we couldn't read it. We had to sign it, but we couldn't read
yeah.
it. This is the same concept.
Yeah,
you know, so that's very disheartening to us, people who deal with prostate cancer and of concern to a lot of us. And just back to your last question, one quick thing is, just because you do a biopsy and just because you find prostate cancer doesn't mean you treat it. We actually don't treat a lot of prostate cancer. So I think that's another thing that the task force didn't really look at. And patients have a fear of it, that everybody that has it's going to get treatment. That's actually not the case. Is prostate cancer is slow growing, and you can observe it in a lot of cases.
Dr. Brand, always good information. Thank you very much. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, you, your staff, your family, everyone, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you for what you guys do.